And listening to Christ rather than ourselves is a real startling way to live. It is a startling way to live. Now, again, and this is what God is communicating. It's not a wild hair and make something up, because he'll say, go ahead. If it's wild hair, what's God going to say? Go ahead. And you go, that didn't work out. Yeah. So we need to know that we're hearing from the Lord. We know we need to hear from the Lord. But when you have, and again, I'll use this gentleman, you know, when it says, I'm going to learn Chinese and start a law company, a law business in China. Now, see, if I said that to you, see, some of you could really come up and say, well, I don't know, there's one issue here, okay? First off, I don't think any way in this world you're going to be able to get Chinese down. I mean, I did, you know, maybe you just spend some more time with Lord, you and Chinese. I don't know if this is going to work with you, you know. And also, you might think about going to law school, you know. And that would, you know, just kind of, you just need to, maybe you need to spend some more time. I love you, but you need to spend some more time with Jesus, you know, to discern what he's telling you. So it really means, it is teachable what God's telling you. And by the way, if you got, you'll find out. You got this crazy idea. You're not, God's not going to go, that's a crazy idea. He's going to say, go. You know, well, now he's teaching us how to be teachable so we won't have crazy ideas and submit ourselves before the Lord, and the scripture is full of those. So here we have that we have, God is telling us and giving us understanding about spending time with him and doing what he says. Now, here's something else. There are so many lights out there to live by. I mean, it's just infinite, all right? And there are so many ways to shave off the radical edge of Christian obedience. Well, Lord, this is the 21st century, and the world's going like this, and, you know, this wouldn't hurt, and, I mean, there's so many ways, so many lights. And what people do is they light their own fires. That's what you do. You just light your own fires. Why? I mean, we're going down for the third time. I'd better light a fire, you know. Instead of, what is God telling me? Is he waking me up? Am I spending? See, all this, by the way, is orchestrated around spending time with the Lord. Spending time with the Lord. All right. It's orchestrated around that. And so that has to be center of what's going on here. And what we see is that we have... when you light your own fires, you have your own ideas of how you, what you live by. And you come to these kind of decisions and you go, why listen to Christ when there's a plausible and an easier way to live that works? I know this is easier. I know why go this step in the darkness with Christ when this works from our perspective. And we see so many Christians that live lives that are not set apart from the convenient soft ways of this world. Going to the convenient. The soft. By the way, God will never ask you to do something like real, real easy. World will, but God won't. See, and so what happens, we tend to go the way of the world, the soft way, and not the separated way that God tells us to. That God tells us to. And by the way, I feel like interjecting here. Some people can turn this into legalism. You know, turn this to the rules. You know, you follow these rules, you mess up, you're done. And God just shoots holes through legalism. But what we're talking about here is God speaking to you and showing you and directing your life. All right? And that's the biggest thing we need to understand here. And why can't we understand and believe and trust in what God is telling us? And the bottom line is, we don't believe in our hearts that Christ can be counted on when it matters. We don't. It's dark, and we're walking, and we have this light. Man, there's this big torch out here, and all I can see possible. And this is nothing look good here, but this is what God's saying. It's, guys, how can I stay here? I can't stay here. And you say you can't here. You can't stay here because in our heart, we don't feel like Christ can be counted on what he told us. And by the way, I'll add this. When Christ tells you to do something, like there's this 100-yard long football field, when he tells you to do something, he'll tell you usually what to do is the next inch. I don't know. That's what works out in my life. When he tells me and I know it's clear, it's like the next step. It's just that step. And that's it. That means like, well, who's going to take care of all this other mess? I think you are letting me do it. You listen to the first step. And you keep taking that first step, and I'll take you where you're supposed to be. But if I light this torch, I can see the goal line at the other end of the field. Okay, I can see. I think I'll go this way. And he will say, what will he say? Go. That's what he said, go. You know, he doesn't, we think, oh, if I said go here and it's wrong, he'd come down, slap the torch out of my hand, shake me, say, listen to me. No. He'll say, go. And we'll figure out. We'll figure out. So we have this whole thing. We don't follow him because we don't really believe he can be counted on. Counted on. See, therefore we make our own ways. And then here's this other verses. You know, it says in Proverbs 16:25, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. You know who these guys are? These are all the guys with the torches. There's a way that seems right to man, but the way is the way of death. They got the torches. It seems right. And God says, I'm a still small voice. I'm a glimmer of light. And you obedient to what I tell you each day. See? So here you have. So what we have here, and this is encouraging, I think we all agree, we have an unbreakable bond with Christ. Therefore, what the Bible says that faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Therefore, trust. Therefore, so it's a pressure to trust. It's a pressure to depend. It's a pressure to believe what God has shown you. See, I think y'all, I really encourage you to go back to Isaiah 50, verse 4, and kind of meditate on that thing, all right? I mean, it's like, whoa, goodness gracious. And so this is what God is trying to tell us. So he's speaking to us, and he's telling us not to light our own fires, but trust in the Lord. Now, God goes on to tell us, and by the way, it's so interesting, this is what God's telling us. You know, you could sit up here and preach and make something up and say you ought to do that. Or you can read it and say, this is what God said. You know, it's like, whoa. And then you got to deal with what he's saying. What he's saying. And this is what he's saying. And look in, we'll jump ahead a little bit. Look at Isaiah 51, verse 16. And I think we can still put this in context even when you read these two sections of two chapters. Here's what God is saying to us, okay? Here's what God is saying to us. Isaiah 51:16. I have put words in your mouth. Now, I'm going to ask you something. When did he put words in your mouth? That morning. That's when he put words in your mouth. That morning, you know? I slept through that part, all right, that I have put words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. Now, let's just go back to what we talked about before. It's dark, and we have this glimmer of what God says, and we're going, and all we have is that glimmer, and we've got this big torch over here, and man, we can see everything, and that's a good option. It's sure a heck of a lot easier, but we're just walking in this glimmer. And he says, as you're walking in that glimmer, I've put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. Nothing's going to touch you. It's dark and you can't see anything, but nothing's going to touch you. See? But it's because of the word we receive and the glimmer we have and the step we had. And he's covered us with the shadow of his hand. And we say, but God, I got this torch. How about this way? What's he going to say? Go. And what happened? We're in the shadow of his hand. And we go, what do we leave? The shadow of his hand. See? Our good idea took us out from under the shadow of his hand, whatever he is doing. So it's like, oh my goodness. Now he goes on kind of, he kind of gives some more credibility as he goes on. He said, by the way, I want you to know who said this. It wasn't just, you know, your local Joe. You know, it wasn't. I want you to know, I put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I, God, did this, who set the heavens in place, laid the foundations of the earth, and who saved the Zion or the church. You are my people. That's who said it. That's why you believe it, because he put the heavens in place, his church in place, and called us his people. And he said, now just rest under the shadow of my hand. But God, I got this great idea to help you. He says, go. Amen? So it's like, oh my God, a whole bunch of lessons here. Now, when we, the teachable, and this is important, the teachable, I feel like I've focused on the negative too much, or like, you know, scare the living daylights out of you. But it's like, no, it really is a positive message, and it's a warning against stepping out from under what he says. It's a warning. He's what he's warning us. And that's our help, you know, that, hey, I'm warning you not to step out the cover of my hand. So the teachable turn, key, the teachable turn to God and listen to God. It's that simple. The teachable, turn to God and believe. How many times you read a Bible and somebody sees this verse, well, I don't think God could do that. Well, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Don't expect it, because you just said you don't believe what he said. See? There's a lot of things I don't understand. But in the Bible, I believe it. I believe it. So the teachable, turn to God and listen to his word. As ministers of the word, we can identify God's people by their response to the word. I don't believe it. All right. Okay, see, it's all connected with the word of God. It's all connected as what we believe about the word of God. It's all connected as hearing from God. Now, by the way, and I didn't say this, and I'll say it right now. This doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to get up in the word and hold up my hand and just pray until Jesus says a word, and then I'll do that. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking you get up and you open up the inerrant word, and you read the inerrant word. And let him speak to you through that. Does he speak to you outside the word? Absolutely. But when Jesus was confronted about any issue, what did Jesus do? He referred to the word. Every time he referred to the word. See? So we refer to the word. So we know that when we're waking in the morning, we spend time in his word. God breathed. You open that, he breathes on us. Discern the will of God for us that day. And you say, God, I received this. I don't have a clue what it has to do with me for today. But okay, you received it. You don't know what this day holds. You just received from me. You just received from me. All right. So, you identify people of God by the response to the word of God. Period. Period. Now, again, we're all in different places, and God shows us different things. But what do we hold in high esteem? And it should be the word of God. Now, listen, with that in mind, with everything we've said in mind, listen to what the Apostle Paul says to the church of Thessalonica. Listen to what he says. Now, put this all in gear, because, by the way, Paul knew the Old Testament. I mean, he had it down, you know. And so, now look what he's saying to the people in Thessalonica who he led to the Lord. Paul says this, we thank, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, we thank God constantly, that you have received the word of God. Now, he led these people to the Lord. They're pagans, not even Jewish. Oh my goodness, look at that. We thank God constantly that you have received the word of God, which you heard from us. Now, that tells you something about preachers. You want a preacher that tells you about the word of God, not what they thought up, right? Not hey, I got a story about, fine, but that's not what you're supposed to do. Preacher's supposed to carry the word of God. if he's worth his salt, okay? So here we go. We thank God constantly that when you receive the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but as what it really is, the Word of God, which is at work in you. There it is. I mean, there is the whole thing. And what? And Paul, we read, and you know, we read in Acts. I mean, he's huffing it, and he's out of Thessalonica not too long after that. You know, what are they stuck with? Oh man, they're just stuck home with the Bible. See, he turned them back to the Scriptures. Now, he preached, and God gave revelations through Paul, but only through Paul. I had too many preachers I've listened to, some prophetic thing, kind of give a revelation of God to me, thus saith the Lord. And as soon as they say that, I just turn it off. And turn it off. You submit yourself to the Word. You don't add to the Word. Amen? So just another thing in teaching. But you see what he's saying. But this is what Paul said. Receive the Word of God, and you receive not as the Word of men, but as the Word of God. I mean, he didn't make that up. That's what God said. Amen? And therefore, since that's what God says, I think I'm going to pay attention to it and read it. And as I desire him, and I see that that's God's Word, and I desire it, you know what he's going to do? He's going to wake you up morning by morning, and he's going to speak to you day by day. Because you go, that's God's Word. Amen? Well, I don't think that's God's Word. Have at it. Have at it. Now, so what you have here, and again, you can, I don't mean this as judgmental at all, but I mean it as just kind of edification, and you can understand. If you see anybody that's going to grow in the faith, you know, see what they do with God's Word. Just see. I don't believe. Don't expect any growth. Now, I don't have a clue what God's talking about. And he has pity on me when I say that. All right? And he'll teach me along the way. But I believe everything in it. See? So what you do is turn someone to the Word, and you present the Word of God, and then you just watch. Just watch. How do they handle the Word of God? What does the Word of God mean to them? See? You really don't have anything to do with it. You present the Word of God. Just watch. Because God will honor his Word. And that's what the Apostle Paul's saying. Okay, wrap it up here, and here's some lessons. So here's some teachable lessons. Lessons for the teachable. Now see, in this message, and I just want to, you know, deviate a little bit. Like, you preach the Word of God. This is what the Word of God says. Now I'm going to give you lessons that are teachable. This is what I got out of it I'm going to share with you. All right? It's based on Scripture, but it is not Scripture. You know? You're going to say, Wallace, I got something else out of it. Hallelujah. You know? See? That's fine. But here's some four things I get for the teachable that are you, and again, we're asking, are we teachable before God? Not like, I'm paying attention to Wallace's sermon. I'm teachable. Well, I hope so. But that's not what this is talking about. It's that God is telling us something, and are we being teachable when God shows us something? Are we presenting ourselves to God to learn? Okay, and here that is. Lessons for the teachable. Listen like one being instructed. God, I don't understand, but tell me the truth. Show me the truth. Listen like one being instructed. Don't listen like, God, you would have done a better job to say this like that. I think you could reach a lot more people if you said this. See, you're instructing God. No, you listen like one being instructed. God, what you say is it. Bottom line. Bottom line. Okay, number two. I know you're going to love me for this. Listen morning by morning. Listen morning. But oh, I am so tired. I'm late for work. I got to get there. The kid's getting up. Wallace, what do you say about that? I'm going to say, do you have time to go to the bathroom? You can just be so stinking judgmental on that. I mean, if you can go to the bathroom, did you put up on your makeup? Did you get dressed? I mean, you can make some time. I didn't say spend 5 hours. In fact, you heard 5 minutes. I mean, if God's going to tell you something, he didn't have to take a long time. Do it. You know, he can say it quick. So 5 minutes. But anyway, that's my encouragement, morning by morning. So, well, I just want to do it in the evening. Fine, whatever, this is just my thought. Okay, listen, morning by morning. And here's another one. Don't light your own fire. Don't light your own fire. Don't have a better idea than God's got. And you have to be honest with yourselves. I've talked to a lot of people that, and you know, I listen and I try to be sensitive, but I can hear them, and what they're doing is telling me that they have a better idea than what God told them. And I've had people just come, I say, I feel this is what God's saying. They say, well, I feel this is what God's saying. Okay. You know, and maybe they're right. I say, okay. I won't argue with them. I mean, let's say, look in here and say, Wallace, this says God's a goat. I said, listen, don't say that to me anymore. You know, but there's scripture to stand on. So anyway, don't light your own fire. You know. Fourth, you are God's people and need a fresh word daily. I want to tell you something. People, it's like, you got to be in the Word. And God talks about the Word as bread and as drink and everything. I mean, how many of you here, you know, it's like, I'm going to go all day. I'm not going to eat one meal. You know, like, I'm not going to drink one bit of water. Man, I mean, by the next morning, you're going to be dying of thirst. I mean, we won't read the Bible 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, and we're sailing. You know, we're sailing. And God goes, no, you're not. I've been there every morning waiting for you to give you something to eat, something to drink, and you haven't showed up, and you are absolutely starving to death. In fact, you're so down the road, you're like some of these poor third world countries, and these kids are starving to death and just skin and bones. That's what you are spiritually, just because you won't come to me and eat and drink. That's what he said. So, you are God's people, and you need a fresh word daily. Amen? Well, bottom line comes here. Listen to like one being instructive. However, remember who the primary teacher is. Remember who the primary teacher is. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So if you want any of those things, you need to go to the teacher. Amen? Why don't we get up and pray and thank God. And by the way, this is, God's just saying, I mean, I've heard other people say, God's saying, I'm showing up every morning. I just want you to show up. I just want you. And what does he want? He says, I just want you to hear. I just want you to hear. And like one being instructed, I'm there. And I'm going to give you a word. All through the Bible, so I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to give you a message. I'm going to give you a capacity. I'm going to give you the ability to face and do things better than you thought you should. You just called. When you get up and spend with me, and I waken you up, and you get up and give me my ear, you're asking me into your life to do what is necessary to make you have a word for me and to succeed more than you ever imagined. And sometimes you don't feel like you got a clear word. I'm telling you, you got a word as if something's going to happen that you may not even be aware of. That's what that verse says. Now, what I encourage you to do, go read it. Just read that. Just read it. What is God saying to you? And that's what counts. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you we have in our hands the inspired Word of God that speaks to us and leads us and guides us. And we thank you for that, God. And Lord, we thank you that you desire to speak to us and open it up for us. Lord, we thank you that you will move to awaken us. You will move to stir us, Lord, so that you can speak to us. And we thank you for that, God. And so, Lord, we want to listen. And we want to be, teach us how to hold on to you no matter to what. And you be our guide in all things. You be our light in all things. And we truly come to Jesus knowing he's the way, the truth, and the life. And through him, he's going to use us beyond anything we can imagine because he is Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.